After all of that walking, you definitely deserve a rest. And where better to stop for a nice cold drink than the Turf Tavern Pub? Tucked away, it's easy to miss. It was originally known as the Spotted Cow, and then renamed the Turf in 1845, named after a nearby gambling hall where turf accountants, or bookmakers, used to meet. The pub now serves an impressive array of real ales and has a beer garden that's popular with dons and students in the summer. A far cry from its former life as a haven for cockfighting. It's always had a cult following. Tony Blair, Margaret Thatcher, Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor and C.S. Lewis are all said to have frequented the pub. Former President Bill Clinton is thought to have drunk here when he was a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford. In fact, infamously, it was here that some people allege he experimented with marijuana. He admitted to smoking the drug but insisted, "I didn't like it and I didn't inhale and I never tried it again." Well, it's no surprise then that the Turf Tavern was also a favourite watering hole for an Oxford hero, Detective Inspector Morse. Morse was a fictitious detective who drove his Jag around Oxfordshire solving crimes with his long-suffering deputy, Lewis. The Morse books were turned into an extremely successful TV series set and filmed here in Oxford. He had a penchant for real ale, opera and remained loved by the British public in spite of his sometimes objectionable personality. Morse's creator, Colin Dexter, has lived in Oxford for nearly 50 years and in fact has been awarded the Freedom of the City for his contribution. As a real ale fan, he came to this pub often and found it got his creative juices flowing.
Why, I used to go quite often with other people. Was because they were interested in real ale. And I used to get to know the landlord and landlady then very well. But, I mean, it's very small. It's got no, no connection with the past in wider things like the university. And you have to sit on a bench, very, very crowded. But I enjoyed it very much. I spent a lot of time in the pubs, drinking their beer and their scotch. When I started writing about this fellow called Morse, and he spent quite a bit of his time in the pubs, because he used to drink a bottle of scotch a day, and he tried to stop smoking cigarettes every other day. He never quite finished that, but that was him. He didn't take any exercise on principle. But there's never been anybody on television or in literature who's quite so mean with money as Morse. I mean, he never even bought poor Lewis as much as half a glass of very often lukewarm lemonade or orangeade in the pubs. Nobody, and people say to me, "Well, would you like to have gone and had an evening's talk with Morse?" And I've always said, "No, I wouldn't." I said, "I'm not going to buy this miserable old sod any more free booze." And anyway, that was that. See, I don't think I could have written about a place in which I didn't live, because I could walk out and meet people. There are not many more beautiful cities than Oxford. I think one of the big things is, of course, the fact of the stone. You've got this beautiful cinnamon, fairly fine granite, for most of the cottages. Walk down the broad or down the high, it is quite extraordinarily beautiful when the sun is shining. And when it's raining, I mean, nowhere looks much good, does it? But Oxford does.
When you've finished your drink, head back out of the passage and turn left down New College Lane.